UPS ID for today.
Easy chair is still here. I thought our team kept fighting. You know, our thing was start fast, finish strong. And I thought in the fourth quarter, at the end, we were kind of holding on a little bit. But Grant Catalino scores a big goal for us. You know, we make some bad plays in the last 2 minutes a little bit. And but, you know, whether we make some bad plays or not, Duke kept fighting. Maryland kept fighting. You know, it's a game that, you know, a great win for us. You know, because they're a quality team, a great coach, and our kids are getting some confidence and playing better. And we're playing a lot of people, which has given us some confidence. Second midfield helped. The stern midfield was out there for a goal. And playing three poles. And so when we got stops on the defensive end, when we ran from defense to offense, we had some transition. I think that really helped us. Brian Farrell, you can see what we missed. You know, the ground ball at the end of the game, he picks that up. We don't have anybody else on our team that probably can pick that up and make that play. And so he makes a great play. Our goalie was good, too.
Was there any confusion at all in the last play of the game where your team was trying to call a timeout or anything like that?
But 10-8, I tried to call a timeout, and I didn't get it. And when they had us trapped in a corner, I called timeout, and it's too loud for him to hear. But that was when I was going low. I was going
to the final charge.
No, we were going for 4-3. Man, that was just what he gave me.
Does that change the thought process? Because it seemed last year in overtimes you were calling timeout when you got possession.
Well, you call timeout when you don't have anything. You have your defensive middies on the field. You want to put your offense in. You want to save the ball. You don't call timeout when you're in transition. You know, and so when Brian Farrell has a ball, when we got a situation, we're going to kind of watch and see what happens.
Also, a comment on the play by Brent Holmes at the end on the hit.
Which one? The one they called a moving pick on?
No, the one
that started the last goal.
The opening goal where he hit the guy.
Just Bryn Holmes is the toughest kid I've ever been around. And he just plays so hard and so tough the whole game. We have so much ass. The kid's 165 pounds. We asked him to play short stick, face off, man down, everything. So that kid's just a warrior. We're lucky to have him. That's Grant Catalino. I don't have a whole lot of great things to say.
We'll talk about the end there. I mean, you're up 10-7 with 4 minutes left. And
they get a good play. They make a nice play to make it 10-8. We get the ball with, about a minute 30. We get trapped in the corner with Bryn. We wanted to call a timeout. He didn't hear it. Next thing you know, they come down and score. And now it's 10-9. And then the 10th goal, if you watch that goal, we made four or five rotations. They make a heck of a play, and Hal makes a heck of a shot. I mean, that was a great play by them. And I thought we kind of grew up. I don't think we've been playing great defense as good as we for the people returning. I thought at the end of the game, you know, in overtime, I thought we bowled our necks a little bit. And, you know, Dean Hart gets a tough ground ball. They call move and pick. We come back and get another stop. You know, we had three or four stops in overtime in the end of the third that mattered. So for us, it was a game where the defense kind of stood up at the end. Yes, sir.
Coach, third quarter dominated by the numbers, except in saves. In saves, you have five saves, Brian Phipps. Almost seemed like he saved you because you outscored them in the third quarter, although you were dominated by them in the other numbers. Can you talk about
Phipps? Well, I'll say this. We have a fourth-year starter as a senior, and they have a freshman. We should win the goalie matchup. I mean, that's what we said going into it. In order for us to win, we had to win the goal. Not saying that their kid didn't play well. But we needed our senior to do that. And when you play Duke, I think we said we needed 15 to 18 saves to get a win. We had 15. That's what we felt like. We'd have to get 15 saves to get a win. And so that's why we kind of recruited them, so we would make those saves.
But you lost ground balls pretty bad. And
yes,
you lost
we did.
Face-offs.
Yes, we did.
You wonder how sometimes you wonder how you win there. And obviously it was some of the saves that Brian made.
Well, it was. We were good on extra man, you know, until the last one. You know, we were in a little flip play to kind of fool the goalie, which was kind of funny. You know, we just put that in this week. But we were resourceful. And I think good teams find a way to win. They, you know, I thought they pushed us off the ball a little bit, and we had to get a little wider. We're going to learn from this game. We got to do more close quarter ground balls, get wider bases so we don't get pushed off the ball. Okay.
Play at the end there prior to the final goal. You came out of the goal. I guess, was that McKee that had the ball?
No, you came
out chasing.
It was Billy. Yeah.
Right, but then Holmes saved you because he knocked the ball out. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I just saw a loose ball, and I tried to clamp it in the crease, and I saw a red blur just go by and just crush a guy in a white jersey. The ball fell on the ground. We picked it up off the ground. We moved it fast break goal, and Grant put it away like he always does.
Grant, the offense this year so far seems to be much more in sync than it was last year, per se. What's changed? I mean, it's the same personnel, but it seems like the shots are better and the fast breaks are better and everything else.
You know, I think we have a lot of guys contributing this year, and it's I mean, I think it's partly due to that because no one feels like they have to. Like, no one person feels like they have to perform each day of practice, each game, you know, each play. I mean, like, we have different guys creating on offense, and, you know, it was just like, just as a whole, I think that we have more guys contributing, which takes the pressure off the guys that you think should be scoring or would be scoring.
Plus, Bruce, they're juniors now. They started as freshmen. They're sophomores. Now they're juniors. We're starting to benefit from their experience a little bit. And this big fellow over here gives you some transition. You know, and it helps us. And if we continue to be good on extra man, then we can be resourceful and find a way to score there.
Grant, any words with your brother out there today?
I mean, it was the last time that we'll be on the same field again, in a competitive atmosphere. And it was a good way to end, you know, the rivalry, because, you know, I'll brag and rights for however long we're on Earth here, so...
Why didn't you go to Duke? Was that during the scandal when you were deciding?
No, that wasn't the reason. I mean, Maryland was just a fit academically, and just this team was couldn't turn it down.
It's because of how great a coach Randall is.
Yeah. And about
the I'm up in his scholarship. It's a beautiful locker room.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, can you talk about the last play there? What's your thought process? I know you wouldn't. Opposed to lining up and shooting that,
I was thinking about it. I picked the ball. I really didn't see what happened on the crease because I was trying to get out to my guy. I just saw a ball on the ground. I pushed it. And then I saw a 2-on-1 matchup with me and my roommate, Dean, who dropped the ball in the first half. When I hit him, he could have scored, actually, but he dropped it. But I've lived with him for 4 years, and trust him, so I gave it back to him, and Catalina sticks it, so it was just fun, you know. That's an overtime win that we haven't won. You think back, the last time we played overtime, we went 7 overtime, and we lost that. And then you think back 2 more years, we go double overtime, we lose that too. So this is the first big win. Like, Catalina in that grade hasn't really got overtime when we got one when we were freshmen, but this is the first big one, and it was huge. I can't ask for anything better.
Brian, can you go back to last year's game? Was that on your mind at all, that you were just around the corner during the Duke-Maryland game at this stadium, and now you're actually in here making an impact?
Well, yeah. Well, it's a funny story. I told someone else this. Actually, when I was in the hospital listening to this game, it was the day of my surgery, and I'm listening the whole game. It's third quarter, end of third quarter, we're up. And they go, "All right, sir, it's time for your surgery." I was like, "Are you serious?" Like, there's a quarter left. So I was like, "Can we just, like, delay the surgery for, like, half an hour or something?" And she was like, "I don't think the doctor will allow that right now." So I was like, "All right, well, I had to go in." First person I see is my dad. He's got 2 thumbs up. I was like, "Yeah, we got it. So, and then now it's just awesome, you know. It's just so much fun, like, playing in Ravens Stadium. Like, these guys, like, you can't beat this. It's just awesome. It's fun. I'm so glad I was out there, and what a win to just keep it going.
Brian, it's your third game back now. It seems like each game. Does it feel like you're getting better each game physically? Or
well, absolutely. You got to. I'm still recovering from whenever it takes. The doctor told me it's going to take a while for me to fully be back to where I was a year ago right now. But it just. I don't know. I'm having so much fun. I can't even explain it. I got to keep working, and hopefully I'll come back to regular.
Well, Grant, going against your brother, do you have any, extra sort of motivation?
Not exactly towards my brother. We've kind of had, like, a friendly, competitive relationship throughout our games here against each other. But obviously the rival against Duke is always amped up, and being here at this venue is just, you know, makes the whole atmosphere more exciting and fun.
Can you sort of go over that final play and what your initial reaction was after that ball on your head?
I mean, I feel like I blacked out like a few seconds right after. I didn't really know what to do. It's the first overtime goal I've ever scored in my life. You know, I've definitely lost more overtime goals or games than I've won. So, you know, I just caught the ball from Dean. Actually, I asked one of the guys in the locker room after who passed me the ball because I had no clue, totally forgot. But yeah, I just got caught the ball, you know, I was kind of feeling it from that right wing the whole game, so I kind of didn't take much thought when I caught the ball. I just did what I do every day in practice and throughout the whole game, and then luckily it went in.
That'll be it for these guys.
John Hawes had 1-1. How about that? There's something good about Coach Hawes.
For Maryland.